This is a listener-supported broadcast, by the way, and we have planned now to move location from where we are now and get a bigger place with an extra room or two that we can turn into a proper radio and video studio, and then proceed with Project Guerrilla Media House, which is to bring in activists from whichever walk of life they are, just bring them into the studio, show them how to use all the cameras and equipment and radio stuff and whatever, get them to make their own podcast and documentary like in a day, you know, just quick and nasty, whatever, just so that you know what you're doing, and then send them off. And they won't need us anymore to do any of the processing and work for them, because they'll know how to do it themselves. And so in order to accomplish that goal, we need help from the listeners, because it's going to cost a significantly large portion more than the rent I'm currently paying in order to rent out a facility like that to live in. Also with a guest bedroom, just in case we've got people like Dr. Paul Connett, who's coming over from England, you know, a free place for travelling activists to play that's not dank and mouldy and crappy. Somewhere that's nice, you know, so they can have a wee bit of a holiday / working retreat. That's the idea of Guerrilla Media House. So if you want to support that, go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and sign up today, either through the bank account directly, making regular deposits every month or every week in whichever denomination you wish, or onto the PayPal, where you have monthly options of ranging from a few dollars to a few $100 a month. So any of that would be greatly appreciated, and it all goes towards training the activists so that they don't need a media entity to support them anymore. They can easily become their own and provide them the skills and, in some cases, the equipment to do that. Now, Ian R. Crane also at ianrcrane.com and also frankingnightmare.com is also going to be homeless in the next month. If you don't come out in droves and support him, go to his websites, please donate massively. And please also remember that rent is an ongoing thing. Travel costs to go to lectures that he's putting on are also an ongoing cost. So there is a monthly donation option, and I encourage people to give generously there as well. All right, that's all that taken care of.